Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
9:38, 22 till 10 on this Monday morning, December 1st. Hurricane season done, over with. With the cool weather and the holidays, we kind of let that slide, but that's good. Thank goodness for that. Andrew Schwartz joins us now, professor of IT in the E.J. Uso College. Yes, that's how it's pronounced. Stop texting and calling and everything else. The E.J. Uso College of Business at LSU. He's been researching technology-related issues for over 20 years, recently been focusing his attention on AI. We like to check in with him every now and then and see what's going on with AI, what's the latest, how it's affecting us, etc. Good morning, professor. How are you?
Fantastic. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, Tom.
I did. And did you?
Absolutely.
Did you have any kind of artificial intelligence turkey or anything that talked back to you or anything?
Yeah, like I actually did quite the opposite. My wife and I enjoyed a quiet cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma.
Awesome. Good for you. Let's talk about AI for people that don't know. You and I have spoken before, but for people that are maybe AI came up at the Thanksgiving table and they were just sitting there listening quietly and they didn't really understand what it is. What is AI slash artificial intelligence?
Absolutely. So the way to think about AI is quite simply it's a technology approach where the technology learns based upon the data that it's been trained upon and then makes extrapolation or and makes decisions based upon how it was trained to assist you in your day-to-day life.
So how is it different now? Because it's been around for a long time, right?
Absolutely. So we're seeing a real maturity in the market over the past few months. It's been really exciting to see. So the way that AI is manifested and the way we're using it is in platforms like ChatGPT or Gemini or even on your phone. So if you've downloaded, for example, the new version of iOS, if you played around with the photo app, for example, if you're searching for something and you don't know what it is, if you take a picture of it and then click on that object, AI will actually help you to identify what that object is. So we're starting to see a real interesting consumer-facing AI approach with that.
Are we all, whether we realize it or not, all using AI every day?
Oh, absolutely. It's been integrated much more into what we're doing. By the end of this year, we expect nearly every single retail establishment that we do business with to be using AI in some capacity on the back end to understand our consumption behaviors.
Like in which way, Professor?
Looking at what we buy and what we don't buy, and there are even early indications as holidays approach that they're even starting to use AI to look at travel, to look at dynamic pricing with travel in a much different kind of way as well.
Let's say AI, we didn't interact with AI on a daily basis. What would it look like?
Sure. So what we're evolving to, which is kind of interesting, is the newest term that you may be hearing a lot is the concept of what's called agentic AI. So the question is, what is agentic AI? So let's say that we all use ChatGPT on a daily basis, which we are looking to that. Well, what if there's one thing that you do on a pretty consistent basis with your AI system? Well, you could actually create an agent that's basically a software approach that does all that for you. So we're increasingly going to move to a place where AI is going to operate in the background and going to do some tasks that we may or may not want to do on our behalf.
So somebody texted in and said they have an iPhone. As far as they know, they didn't do anything with AI. Did they do anything with AI if they didn't download a program or something? Or does it?
Yes. In the operating system, the iOS operating system you're using, Apple Intelligence is already baked into that. So it's behind the scenes operating and working. And you don't have to necessarily use it, but it is certainly operating on your behalf on the back end as well.
So how?
Absolutely. So what it's doing is it's quietly learning a lot of your patterns and learning what you're doing. And the unique thing, and those of us who are concerned about privacy, the unique thing about Apple and the benefit of Apple is all that AI actually stays on your device, meaning your behavior is actually going to be only known by you and only you. So the kind of cool thing is that it's working in the background for you. And it's working in the background to maybe understand your patterns and looking at what you're taking pictures of or who you're communicating with. If you are typing a text message to somebody and you get suggestions, we call that predictive text. That's based upon how you've communicated in the past, and it's giving you suggestions as to how to make that text easier.
Somebody, I know somebody that's a very intelligent person, is very concerned about AI, concerned with guardrails or lack thereof, of AI starting wars in some cases or just taking over. And he's smarter than I am, and I didn't quite understand everything that he was trying to tell me. But you understand all of this. Tell me your fears as it relates to AI.
Yeah, so I'm actually a very big advocate of needing to get some legalization and some guardrails around this from a legal perspective. One of my concerns right now is that the way that it's manifesting itself is that states are increasingly looking to legislate AI, and right now we have a patchwork. We have 44 different states that have some sort of AI state laws in their books, and that's a problem. When you're trying to build innovation and it's fragmented the way that it is from a legal perspective, it really makes it hard for companies to really build AI the way it should. So there needs to be guardrails, but these need to be at the federal level so that we all understand the playing field that we're operating upon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you think those that are in charge of regulating this understand what it is they're supposed to be regulating?
And that's a big concern that I have. And you and I have talked on and off about this over the years. I'm very much concerned that there's a lack of knowledge about really what it is we're doing and the implications of it as well. But I think there's a framework that we can begin to all agree upon. There's some basic foundations of AI that we all need to agree upon. We can all agree that AI shouldn't be used by foreign governments. We all should be used, that we all need to be aware of how our data is being trained, of being able to opt out for our data.
Wait, what do you mean shouldn't be used by foreign governments? That depends on where you are, right? Because this
yeah,
is not, there are no walls. And I'm looking at an email I got about AI driving $80 billion in investment across European economies, Sweden leading the top. Where does the United States stand as it relates to investment in this and in the, I guess, battle for AI or AI dominance as we talk about shouldn't be foreign interference, et cetera?
Sure. So up until about 6 or 12 months ago, I was a lot more optimistic about really how AI was evolving within the country. I'm a little concerned right now along a couple of different dimensions of what we're seeing. We're seeing our government invest heavily in AI centers outside of our country. Like, for example, there's a big AI center being propped up in the Middle East using taxpayer dollars. You're seeing that we used to regulate the use of our chips so that our AI chips had to stay inside of our country, and we're seeing some loosening of that as well. So I'm really concerned about the lack of taking care of us in terms of the AI development and as we move forward, as well as the lack of education. I think we really need education around AI from cradle to grave, and I think there needs to be a very deep investment in that as well. With that pessimism in mind, however, I must say that in Louisiana, I've been very heartened and encouraged by some great successes that I'm starting to see with AI education.
So for the average person driving to work right now, Joe or Jane, Boudreaux, and they're trying to figure out, well, okay, I understand all of this, some of what the professor's saying, but how can I today realize or understand if I'm using AI or deliberately use it to make my day easier?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're sitting back there and you're thinking, I'm kind of curious about this AI, where do I start? The way to start is just go to the App Store and download ChatGPT. It's a good place to start. Download it, and the next time you're curious about something, rather than Googling it, ask ChatGPT. So make it act as your personal information approach, your assistant, to help you with that. And what you'll find is that the more that you understand it and the more you experiment with it, you'll start to find new use cases that you may or may not have seen before, but they're kind of interesting.
As you were answering that question, I asked the phone, tell me about Professor Andrew Schwartz. And it told me that Professor Schwartz earned an SCB in civil engineering from Brown University and a JD from Columbia University. I'm guessing a different Schwartz. Yes, it
absolutely
is, as a matter of fact. So let me slide down. That's AI that did that, Professor, that answered that
absolutely
question for me?
Yeah, he and I are friends on LinkedIn, as a matter of fact. We connected a number of years ago.
Oh, is that right?
Absolutely. So what you just raised is, I think, one of the most is the area in which I encourage us to educate ourselves. What you'll find is that the way that you ask the questions that you're asking of AI is going to really dictate the answer that you get out of it. And we call that prompt engineering. So let's say that you try it and you find out, you know what, this is kind of interesting, but I want to become better. It's a skill. And there's a number of books out there that help you to understand it. There's YouTube videos to understand it, because the way that you ask the question is going to dictate the answer you get back.
Do you find, go into that a little bit, because of the way I said, tell me about, or open-ended questions or direct questions?
Absolutely. So it's really interesting. I can give you an example. I think it's the best example. So so I do a lot of consulting as well. So I consulted with a particular salon, and the salon was looking to improve their social media presence. So we talked about how we go about creating this social media platform using ChatGPT. So I went in and said, just generically, create me a social media approach for a salon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And it came up with an answer. But then I actually took the salon name and I put that in there. I said, tell me about this particular salon. And it came back that AI went out and did some research on the salon and found out about their web presence and their social presence. And it came back and it said, this salon is targeting suburban women. And so I went to the salon owner. I said, is this consistent with your target market? And he said, yes. We then recreated a whole social media approach using his target market, and it became much more nuanced, much more specific, because it understood the context. So once you start to understand the context, AI can assist you even better to help you arrive at better decisions and better results.
So who is updating this? Because I asked, who is Lane Kiffin? And it says Lane Kiffin is an American college football coach who has most recently been hired as a head coach for LSU. Current role, head coach at LSU, recently signed a 7-year, $91 million deal with the Tigers, et cetera, et cetera. And then it goes on from there. But and the only reason I bring him up is that we're going to have a press conference from him at 3:30. We'll carry live here. And of course, he is what everybody's talking about. But who updated this that quickly? Did artificial intelligence update itself?
Absolutely. So that's a really great question, something we need to understand. So historically, the way that AI worked is that we trained it based upon a cutoff. So essentially what AI would do, or ChatGPT would do, is they would take a bunch of data and they would train their algorithms on the data. But and historically, they would stop at a certain point. What's really interesting is over the past year or so, AI has evolved. So now, not only is it being trained on historical data, when new information evolves, all that data gets ingested or learned by the AI system as well. So it becomes a living, breathing entity.
It learns it from what, Professor? Where does it, what feeds it?
That's a fantastic question, and I wish we knew the answer to that. And that goes back to regulation.
Wow. And you don't know?
We don't know. Wow. Because there's no legal framework that says how they have to disclose. And I think that's one element, right? We know historically.
So let me go into this Lane Kiffin thing a little bit in the answer. So did somebody type that in and update that, or dictate that in and update that, or did it somehow it learn itself from everything that's out there in social media or in reports, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. So the AI developers have to specify where it's going to learn from. So historically speaking, where it learned from was Reddit. So what AI did, the ChatGPT engineers did, is said, go on Reddit and learn about our language based upon what you learn on Reddit. Mm-hmm. Now, over the years, they've evolved that. And so they're not only crawling that, but other news companies are actually signing up to allow themselves to be crawled. So, for example, News Corp or Vox Media, all of them allow their data to be crawled in real time. So it's being basically crawled using structures and using data arrangements that ChatGPT has created.
By crawled, you mean monitored and harvested?
I mean harvested, exactly. You're right.
All right. So what about accuracy? Who's checking to see if any of that's true or not?
And there you go. And that is also an issue as well. It's basically learning as well from us. So for every question, if you were to go back and tell the ChatGPT, that's not the right Andrew Schwartz, which it clearly is not, mm-hmm. it would learn from that. So every prompt, every question you ask, it's learning as well. And it's learning based upon how you're asking it and what you're asking of it. And that's how these models get better and better as well, is the more we interact with them, the better they become.
Is it making students better or not from your perspective as a professor? I don't know if you assign papers or what it is that you do, but do you have students that are using AI to kind of like game the system? I'll phrase it politely.
Absolutely, yeah. And so it's really interesting. There's a real split within the academic community about the role of AI, whether it's for good or for bad. There's some that really view that this is the end of education as we know it, and that this is going to make us all dumber. I tend not to take that approach. I tend to take the approach that it's actually going to teach us to be more critical of the world around us, and maybe perhaps even allow us to become slightly more human in our interactions with one another. Maybe it's going to allow us to put our technology down and actually focus on each other.
Interesting. You know, we'll talk again. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time as always. Professor Andrew Schwartz, Professor of IT in the E.J. Uso College of Business at LSU. Again, Lane Kiffin's going to have a press conference at 3:30, set to start at 3:30. We will carry it for you live as soon as it begins. It's brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. Quick break, then we'll find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.